Welcome back into the game, brought to you by Rumsey Environmental, a one-stop shop serving West Alabama for all of your waste removal needs. You know, you look back in Crimson Tide memories, victory on the Plains number 2, and so many other games involving this great program. And right now we're joined by one of the quarterbacks at the University of Alabama, Andrew Zhao. Andrew, I hope you're doing well, and let's talk some Alabama football, my friend.
Man, that's great, man. Always good to talk Alabama football when it's a big game coming up.
Let's go back and talk about last weekend and had a chance for Alabama to really earn a chance to play for what would be called a national title. And if they take care of business against Auburn and then the play-in game in the Southeastern Conference Championship, they'll be, in fact, playing for their 15th national title in school history.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, great chance to get another notch in our belt, and can't wait for the kickoff.
Andrew, let's talk about the Iron Bowl. Looking back in your playing days, what's the highlight of playing Auburn? And I think I know where you're going, but what was a memory that you remember of playing against the Auburn Tigers?
Man, the biggest thing is, it's crazy. A couple of things come to mind, but the biggest thing is the pass to Jason McCaffrey. I've been texting this week just getting back in touch, but just thinking about him and thinking about that whole play, and I had a chance to see Daniel Moore the other day, and we talked about the painting and how he and I went out and reenacted the whole play again for Danny, and how just the memories of that game was unbelievable. But going down there and Auburn headed to the SEC championship, they beat us and able to spoil their year was outstanding for us, and just a great playing day for us. Great weather, great fans on both sides, and just a great day for the Tide.
You know, I'm trying to remember that play exactly, and I can sort of paint that that feeling of being victory on the Plains number 2 as Alabama captured the second victory inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. Andrew, how did you keep your balance in that play? Because if I remember correctly, you were sort of leaning to the right and almost falling down as you threw that pass to Jason McCadley.
I don't think I was as off balance as everyone, you know, may think. You know, I got big feet, so I'm able to stay on my feet a little bit. I was running to my right, and Jason was almost even with me as I got ready to throw the ball. So, but as if you're running to your right, you have to throw the ball back across your body a little bit more because of I would guess, I don't know, science, I guess. But anyway, I'm throwing the ball more back across my body, and I am leaning. There was a few guys nipping at my heels, but I thought, because I didn't fall after I threw the ball. But when I saw Jason put his hand up, all kind of things go through my mind of Jason's vision. I know Jason's vision was, I don't know how good he could see, and because he always wore contacts, and things like that are going through my head as I'm letting the ball go. But staying up wasn't a problem. It was making sure that I threw a catchable ball because he was so wide open. And, you know, and I think that, you know, watching him cradle the ball going in was just one of those big moments that I figured, man, that was a big play right before half. But getting that ball to him was key, even if, you know, if it was a wobbler, as some people have already put it out there that it was a wobbler, which it was. But
always got to critique the quarterback, right?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it was a great play for us. And then, you know, even in that game, we come out the second half, and we have one big play by me and Freddie, connecting on Freddie with a long ball. If I threw a little air under, he scores first play of the second half, and then the next play, Santonio Beard takes it 40, 50 yards, and the game's pretty much over by then as well. But I think we just made plays time and time again. We're able to make big plays, and we're able to move the ball and make them go the distance, and our defense played outstanding. I know Carnell Williams gets hurt early in the
Salim
game.
Salim Rashid popped him and broke the collarbone, if I remember, remember correctly.
Yes, and they were two freshmen. Ronnie Brown was the other freshman. You think about how great those guys become at Auburn, but they were freshmen at the time, and were able to, you know, put those guys away and not really let them get anything going, and just a great day for us.
Andrew Zhao visiting with us, former quarterback at the University of Alabama, now head coach over at Montevallo High School and coaching high school football right here in what we would claim is a little bit of our listening area right here on 99.1 WDG. Andrew Zhao's in the game. Andrew, help us understand what A.J. McCarron, the ability that he's been able to live up to, and may not be putting up 350-plus passing yards, but he's getting the job done, and you know, a couple of hiccups throughout the season, but talk about what A.J. McCarron's been able to provide to his football team.
The leadership and the just the attitude of a quarterback. I think the semi where he's able to change the game and is just his ability to let the guys around him make the plays. He's done a great job of making more plays this year with his arm and getting those balls down to those guys. Who can fly, go up and get the ball, but he also has Lacey and Yeldon and those guys around him. Offensive line is playing great, but he is doing a great job of just being himself, not getting out of character, not trying to be someone he's not. He has a good, strong arm, so he throws the ball well. He's more relaxed. Anytime you play in a national championship game, the next year you're a little more relaxed, you should be, and hopefully he's not pressing to live up to last year's, but right now I see a better quarterback. I see a more all-around quarterback getting to the line, making checks, doing the things that he has to do to put the team in the right play, understanding the system. I could see him giving him more of a role in just plays, throwing the ball, giving him opportunity to throw it deep more often. Because last year he did a lot of checkdowns, he did a lot of screens, more screens than they even do now. But I do see the confidence that Coach Saban and his coaching staff has in him, and he's really taking that role. You can see them actually counting on him to make plays, like the LSU game. They're counting on him to make plays this year when it gets the time's winding down. So I've seen him grow as a quarterback, from afar, and he has done a great job. I've seen him come from that quarterback who was sharing time, or we thought was a quarterback controversy, and then all of a sudden, he sort of took the lead and hadn't looked back.
We're talking with Andrew Zhao. It really caps off a great week of talking with former Tide players, understanding what it means to play the Auburn Tigers. Ozzie Newsome on earlier, Leroy Jordan, also Will Lowry, Martin Houston, some guys that really appreciate the insight that you guys provide about this rivalry and what it means to wear that crimson jersey. Can you talk about T.J. Yeldon being a true freshman? This time last year, he was playing high school football and has really adjusted well to the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, anytime I see a true freshman guy like himself who comes into this game, like a Trent Richardson, like an Ingram, you see those guys come in, you see they're a true freshman there, and they're running the ball, and they're so physical and so strong and so big, and I always go back to, man, what were they doing last year to high school teams at that age or just that size of a guy? But it's rare to see so many freshmen come to Alabama and have that impact like these running backs have had over the past few years. But Yeldon is something of a sort of a hybrid between those guys. He's big, strong, fast, and he catches the ball well. He does a lot of things well, and he is just a freshman. And it's hard to understand that he's 17, 18 years old, and he's playing against 20, 21-year-old men who've been in college for a while. But to see him come out and be impressive, I mean, some running backs come in and they'll get their carries here and there, but to come in and be able to carry the load if need be, he's able to do that. And I think it only helps in recruiting when other guys see a guy like Yeldon come in and get playing time and is able to take his game to the next level and do well. But a kid like Yeldon has really impressed everyone in Alabama, in Alabama family, and I think he'll only get better. And I can see this running back trend in Alabama get better because of guys like that. And you love to see these guys be successful, and they'll just get better. And I think he's impressed the coaches. That you can tell Coach Saban is trusting him, giving him the ball in crucial times. He may have a few hiccups, but he's a freshman, and I think he'll only get better.
Andrew, I want to go back to your playing days. One of the things that I think many of us earned respect for Andrew Zhao is the way that, for one, you carry yourself on and off the field. But you were not only an academic All-SEC guy, so you kept your nose in the books and were able to be successful in that. You were a top-notch quarterback in the Southeastern Conference and many years held a lot of records here in Tuscaloosa. But you also were a husband, also a father, and you were able to maintain that. How hard was that to juggle all of those different things and all those different components and still be successful in everything that you touched?
Man, if I was doing it by myself, it would be impossible. But with my wife and God's love and understanding of my life and being there with me through those hard times, if I was by myself and trying to do that on my own, it would have been impossible. When I was in school being married with kids and being trying to be the starting quarterback at Alabama, the battle with Tyler back and forth, I think the only thing you can do is pray at those times. And I was able to surround myself with godly men. Sylvester Croom's brother, Kelvin Croom, in town was one of those godly men I surrounded myself with. Pastor out of Atlanta was another guy. So I surrounded myself with good people, good roommates, the guys that were my roommates, and Sean Bohannon and Jason McCadley. And then, you know, my wife being a strong Christian lady, and then and being able to support. And that's the only way you get in times like that, because it was tough and it was rough. Now, it was times I probably would almost break down, but with the support that I had around me, they were able to keep me up, beat. And then I realized, hey, it's not about me. It's more about, you know, what's your legacy? What does your name say? What do people remember you? Is it you're on the field, or is it your name? And I wanted both. I wanted to be successful on the field, but I wanted everyone to respect my name and what I had done at the University of Alabama. I thought would be, you know, I remember telling Coach Dennis Francione, I said, he was concerned about me not playing one after the Vanderbilt game. And I told him, I said, whatever happens to Andrew Zow at Alabama, Andrew Zow will be fine. And that's what I felt that my senior year. And it was tough. I kid you not. But with a loving mother as well, who had raised me the right way, I can say that because I feel like she's really given a lot to me. So having that support, surrounding myself with good people, I think it helps. It's not just me. It's the people you surround yourself with, and I try my best to do that.
Andrew Zow, one of the quarterbacks here at the University of Alabama, and went on to have a lot of success, and now is the head coach at Montevallo High School. Let's go back to Lake Butler. Final question for you. When you chose the University of Alabama, coming out of Lake Butler, Florida, and sort of an out-of-stater coming in to play in the Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa, who was recruiting you at that point, and really what was the decision all about to come to Tuscaloosa and play for the University of Alabama?
It was a big decision for me. You know, going into my senior year, I had just come off. I tore my ACL that spring before the senior year began, and a lot of schools, Florida State, and those schools are backing off a little bit. Florida State wanted me to wait and see what Chris Winkie was going to do at the time, and Coach Spurrier and his crew stopped recruiting me. But Coach Dubose had just became the coach. Coach Rousey was my recruiter. Did an outstanding job with recruiting me, and I can remember my mom taking Coach Rousey, giving him peas and corn and stuff from the fields and things like that. But I think the decision was more so, can I play quarterback? Because, you know, if a lot of people don't remember that, I actually committed to Auburn coming out of high school. And then I, you know, went back, so, you know, I really want to play quarterback. And my head coach, Robbie Pruitt, over at coaching at Coffee County now in Georgia, he was like, hey, do you want to really give up on quarterback? And I was like, yeah, you know what, I got an opportunity, you know, to go play ball at Auburn. And I said, I want to play quarterback. He said, well, you need to think about it. And my mom and I prayed about it one night. And she said, I'll tell you what you do. You write it down. I'll write it down. We'll pray about it, and we'll see what you have on your paper, and you can see what I have on mine. And the next morning, I was praying about, you know, where I should go, but I was also praying that she put down Alabama. And I got up, and that morning she showed me her paper. She had Alabama, and I had Alabama, and it was a wrap after that. She's like I say, she's been one of my biggest supporters, and so is my wife. And she was, her and I were dating in high school, and still together to this day. And now it's just it's a story. But committing to Alabama was one of the biggest things, because I was told that I'll never play quarterback there. On my visit to Alabama, I was told that by a player that was already there, because they were recruiting a Tyler. And I wasn't afraid of competition. I said, I go in there, I compete. If he beats me out, he beats me out. I just want to compete for a job and get an opportunity to play college ball at one of the best schools in the nation. Because when I felt like it, if you go to Alabama, if you come go to Alabama, you, I felt like, and out of those 4 or 5 years that I'm there, I'll win a national championship. And that was one of the biggest things, too, of why I came to Alabama. It's like, hey, I know within that time I'll win a national championship and get a great education as well.
Andrew Zhao, I hope you have a continued holiday weekend, a great holiday weekend. We always enjoy catching up with our visit. Martin Houston and I were talking about you earlier this week at lunch and had a chance to talk about Andrew Zhao and the way that you handled yourself on and off the field. And I certainly appreciate the class that you provide. And I know you're always proud to be a part of the Crimson Tide family and to have a chance and an honor to wear that Crimson jersey, the number 5 jersey that won the victory on the Plains. I'll never forget that game being inside Jordan-Hare Stadium there on the Plains. And I didn't know the story about almost committing to Auburn. Man, wow.
That would have been a
left turn on the wrong direction, wouldn't it?
Coach Bowden was the recruiting coordinator, actually the head coach, Terry Bowden was, and he and Rick Trickett were recruiting me hard, man, and I committed. I was a little pressure, but I committed. And I got on the flight back, man, I started having doubts when I got back home, and everyone started asking me about it, and I froze, man. I was like, hey, I think I made a mistake, and it wasn't pretty listening to Coach Trickett on a Sunday morning after I changed my mind.
Well, we're certainly glad to that you made that decision. Best of luck to you, and listen, if we can ever help you in this this station here, provide some coverage there from Montevallo. I know it stretches out there a little bit, but continued success, and we look forward to chatting on down the road.
All right, thanks, Ryan, man. You guys be good and roll tide.
Roll tide, right back to you. Andrew Zhao helping us out right here on the game on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority 99.1 WDGM.